Donald Trump scorches broken promises, malfeasance of Chinese government. By Charlie Spiering on May 29, 2020. President Donald Trump sent a strong message to China on Friday, criticizing their long history of broken promises to the world. "The Chinese government has continually violated its promises to us and so many other nations," Trump said during a press conference in the Rose Garden of the White House. "These plain facts cannot be overlooked or swept aside. The world is now suffering as a result of the malfeasance of the Chinese government," he added. The president criticized China on several recent developments, including the cover-up of the coronavirus pandemic, threatening actions in the South China Sea, stealing American industrial secrets, and breaking their promise of Hong Kong's autonomy. The president also specifically referred to the coronavirus as the Wuhan virus, a phrase that has angered Chinese officials in the past. In response, the president vowed to secure America's university research system and America's financial system, as well as restrict foreign entries of Chinese nationals into the United States who were identified as a security threat. But the president singled out China's actions against Hong Kong's autonomy as something that the United States would not tolerate. "This was a plain violation of Beijing's treaty obligations with the United Kingdom," Trump said. The president said that China's actions against Hong Kong damaged its special status as a free society. "Beijing's decision reverses all of that. It extends the reach of China's invasive state security apparatus into what was formerly a bastion of liberty," Trump said. Trump accused China of abandoning their promise of one country, two systems in Hong Kong to one country and one system. "This is a tragedy for the people of Hong Kong, the people of China, and indeed the people of the world," he said. The president reviewed a series of actions against Hong Kong, including revoking their preferential treatment for travel and trade and sanctioned Chinese officials responsible for the changes. "Our actions will be strong, our actions will be meaningful," Trump said.